Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们今天来看这一段圣经，在哥林多前书第十三章第一节到第八节的第一句。
Today we are going to share about the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 to 8.
如果可以的话，我们一起同声来念好吗
？And let's read it together.
不管是我们用哪一个语言
，No matter in what language.
来，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱。我就成了明的罗，想的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。好，我们就念到这里。
We'll stop here.
这一段圣经，我相信弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are very familiar with this passage.
我们也常常听到有关这方面的诗歌。
And we always sang hymns about this this scripture.
在有些教会是不敢讲爱。
In some churches, they are dare to talk about love.
因为怕有很多很多的东西掺杂在里面，所以教会就不敢讲爱了。
Because they are afraid of other mixed messages among love.
那有些教会是拼命讲爱
，But some churches always talk about love.
到一个地步，什么都是爱
，To a point that everything is about love.
但是到底是什么是神圣的爱呢
？But what is the holy love?
保罗就在这一章当中，让我们知道什么是神圣的爱。
Paul is here to share about the sacred love.
我把这一段这几节分成三个段落。
I want to separate this into three different passages.
第一节到第三节讲到那个爱的价值。
The first section is verse first to third, talk about the value of love.
第四节到第七节讲到那个爱的表现，或是那个爱的味道。
Verse 4 to 7 talk about the taste of love.
第八节第一句讲到爱的得胜。
Verse 8 talk about the victory of love.
在讲到十三节的时候，我们必须要看到，十三章的时候，我们必须要看到哥林多前书十二章、十三章、十四章。
When we are talking about chapter 13, we have to also refer back to chapter 12, 13, and 14.
在那边讲到基督的身体被建立起来。
It talk about the Christ body being built.
你我在这个身体里面彼此互为肢体。
And you and I are the body part of it.
将神所赐的恩赐能够真实的显明出来。
So that to manifest the grace through of God.
让我们里面的生命可以真正的涌流出来。
So that the life in us can be flowing out.
但是若其中少了爱。
But if there is no love.
这个身体就显得没有什么意义跟价值了。
Then this body has no meaning and no value.
所以为什么保罗到第十二章的最后讲到有一个奇妙的最奇妙的一个道
？And therefore Paul talked about chapter 12.
那是一个更大的恩赐。
That is a greater grace.
讲到这个爱在这个身体当中的一个重要性。
And they talk about the importance of this love in this body.
必须有这个爱在这个其中。
It has to have this love in the body.
因为爱是联络全德的。
Because love is complete and connected.
如果所有的基督的品格都像是一个珍珠的话
，So if the characters of Christ is like a pearl,
那个爱就好像是那个串珠，把那个所有珠子能够串起来。
And love is like the string connecting each pearl.
我们先来看第一节到第三节。
And let's read, look at verse 1 to 3.
我们若能够说 万人的方言并天使的言语却没有爱我就成了明的罗想的拔一般
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal
在哥林多教会里面他们有恩赐
In the church of Corinthians they have a lot of grace
他们有各样的知识
They have a lot of knowledge
但是他们却高举了这个恩赐
But they raised up the grace.
觉得我有了这个恩赐，我就很属灵了。
To feel that they are very spiritual because they have this grace.
觉得我能够有这个有这一方面的各样的知识道理，我就属灵了，比人家高一等。
And seeing that they are more spiritual because they have more knowledge.
保罗这边讲，就算我们能够说万人的方言和天使的言语。
But Paul here says that even if we can talk tongues of men and the angels.
却没有爱。
But no love.
这边讲到是一个更是不仅仅是有没有，更是有没有活出那个真实的爱。
We are not only talking about whether there is love or not, but whether you can live out.
如果在我们的生命当中没有任何的爱流露出来。
If you're in your life, the love cannot flow out from you.
保罗说，我就是鸣的锣，响的靶一般。
Then Paul said that you are the resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
保罗说是我成了鸣的锣，响的靶。
And Paul here says that I am.
不是恩赐出了问题。
It's not because of the grace.
是我这个人出了问题。
But I am the problem.
我就成了一个噪音。
I become a noise.
第二节，我若有先知讲道之能，也能够明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我也算不得什么。
Verse 2, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
就算我有各样的知识，我有各样的能力。
No matter what type of knowledge is or how powerful you are.
或是更是我有各样的信心。
Or you have all the faith.
能够叫连什么叫那个山都好像能够移开啊。
That you can even move mountains.
那是讲到说好像借着我的信心好像所有事情都可以解决了。
And it seems like that through faith you can resolve everything.
但是这个我若是这个爱没有从我身上能够流露出来。
But if I cannot flow out love from me.
中文讲说我就算不得什么。
And in Chinese it says, also in English, I am nothing.
对，英文翻得非常好 I am nothing.
In English, I am nothing.
就算我有各样的知识，我什么都能，但是这个爱没有流露出来。
No matter what type of
对神来讲，我是 nothing.
No matter what type of knowledge, how powerful you are, whatever you can do, if there is no love, you are nothing.
我若能够周济穷人，若又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，人是与我无益的。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
甚至我有一个伟大的情操。
I have this great character.
但是爱没有流露出来，一样的没有任何的价值。
But love does not flow out from me, I have no value.
保罗要借着这三节告诉我们。爱对的教会对的神的身体是如此的重要
Paul uses these three verses to tell us how important love is in church
第四节到第八节我们来看看这神圣的爱它到底是什么样的一个表现
And we'll see how the love represent
四节到八节我会讲的比较详细一点
I'm going to talk more in detail from the verse 4 to 8
但是我会看时间，如果时间不够，我可能有些东西我就会跳掉。
But if the time is limited, I might skip something.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
在有些英文版，它是讲到是一个 long suffering.
And in some other translation, the patient stands for long suffering.
一个神圣的爱是一个长久的痛苦。
A holy love is a long suffering.
这个很久的忍耐，这个苦不是一点点的，也不是一下下的。
And this suffering is not short term.
而是讲到说一直受苦，一直受苦，一直受苦下去。
But continuously suffering.
受一点点苦啊，或许我们很多人都可以。
I think we can stand a little suffering.
但是如果说要一直受苦下去，我想真的是不容易。
But it's not easy to continually.To suffer.
有些人受苦是没有办法。
Some people cannot help.
他觉得他逃不掉。
They feel like they cannot escape.
就好像我们碰到有些弟兄姐妹，他们在公司上班，他们苦啊。
Some brothers and sisters they work in their company and they are suffering.
因为他碰到一个坏老板。
Because they have this bad boss.
我们就想说，那你就赶快离开公司吧。
So you may say that why don't you leave?
他就想说没办法，可是因为我的绿卡卡在那里啊。
And then he said, oh, I cannot leave because I am applying.
但是他心中啊是没办法。
So he has nothing else he can do.
总有一天我要离开这个地方。
But one day I'm going to leave.
但是这个苦跟圣经这边讲到这个神圣的爱长久的痛苦还是不一样的。
But this suffering is not the same as the holy love is patient here in the Bible.
神圣的爱是一直受苦而且愿意一直停留在那里。
Holy love is someone who continues to suffer and willingly to suffer.
看看我们尊荣的主。
And look at our Lord.
他愿意来到这个罪恶的世界。
He is willing to come to this evil world.
而且取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And take the position as the servant to serve us.
曾经有一个宣教士被神呼召，他到了一个地方去传福音。
There was this missionary who went to a place to spread the gospel.
特别他有一个感动，要对着那些 homeless 无家可归的人传福音。
He has this touching to spread the gospel to homeless.
他第一天。就穿着跟他们一样穿着破烂的衣服一直到他们居住的地方。
So he dressed in those torn clothes like them.
那天晚上要睡在那里。
And he slept with them.
他心中突然有一个很强烈的一个想法。
And he has this strong urge in his heart.
他说 This is not my style.
He was like, this is not my style.
他们的生活方式他们的整个的生活的气息跟我的这个原来的这个 style 是完全不一样的。
Their living style and the way they live is totally different from me.
第一天晚上他忍着过去了。
So first night he suffered, but he endured.
第二天晚上他睡到一半，实在受不了了。
Second night he couldn't stand.
他准备要离开这些人。
He wanted to leave them.
圣灵就光照了他。
But the Holy Spirit shined on him.
他想到我们的主，他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He thought about his Lord taking the image of servant.
他为什么要委屈他自己来到这个罪恶的世界里面？
And why our Lord humbled himself to come to this evil world?
主耶稣十个月在玛利亚的腹中。
And 10 months in the womb of Maria.
30年默默的在拿撒勒木匠中过的约束的生活。
30 years as the carpenter's son.
他3年半的传道，多少人藐视他、轻视、羞辱他？
3.5 years of spreading the gospel and being despised.
他被钉在十字架上。
At last, he was nailed on the cross.
甚至他在十字架上的时候，他没有喊冤枉。
And he was accused.
他没有随意的谩骂。
But he did not scold at them.
他却是默默的承受一切。
He suffered silently.
直到父的旨意成就在他身上。
Until God's will accomplished on him.
我们的主大可以说 This is not my style.
Our Lord could have said This is not my style.
这是一个罪恶的世界。
This is an evil world.
可是他来到这里他却心甘情愿地停留在这里。
But he came willingly and stayed.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为着爱你也为着爱我。
Because of loving you and me.
是为了满足父的旨意。
And to satisfy God's will.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生爱子赐给他们。
God so loved the world so that he gave his beloved son.
那一天晚上耶稣在地上所有的事情历历在目在这个宣教师的脑海里面。
That night everything happened to Jesus appeared in his mind.
什么是神圣的爱？
What is this holy love?
Long suffering.
Long sufferings.
又有恩慈。
And love is kind.
你知道有时候我们忍耐归忍耐啊，可是我们没有恩慈。
You know, sometimes we endure the suffering, but we are not kind.
父母亲对的孩子会不会这样子？
Would the parents be like that?
我跟你讲过多少次了？
How many times I told you?
你还要坚持到这边，坚持这样到多久？
And how long are you going to last like this?
忍啊忍啊，忍到最后没有恩慈了。
They endured and endured, but not kind.
夫妻吵架闹矛盾会不会？
Husband and wife argued.
我要忍耐你到什么时候？
How long should I endure you?
神圣的爱不仅可以很久忍耐，而且对人还有恩慈。
The holy love of God not only be patient and willing to suffer, but is kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is not envy.
嫉妒。
Envy.
别人有，我没有。
Someone has it, but I don't have it.
别人有，我没有。
I don't have what other people have.
里面有什么感觉？
How do you feel inside you?
酸酸的。
Is it sour in you?
有些人看着别人穿的，别人住的，别人开的车。
Some people look at what the others wear, live, or drive.
心中就觉得有什么了不起。
And they will say, what a big deal.
不要爱世界。
Don't love the world.
看到别人上了好大学，自己的孩子上不了什么好，只能上一个 community college。
Someone went to a very good college, but your children only go to community college.
这个都是外面的东西。
These are all outer things.
那甚至有些人在教会里面，我们也在比啊。
And someone in churches, we also compare with each other.
我们比看谁属灵啊。
And we compare our spiritually.
我们就生怕别人我们就生怕神使用别人超过我们。
And we are afraid that God will use others more than me.
或甚至有时候我们会在乎别人的恩赐是不是比我大。
And we care about whether the other people's grace are better than us.
甚至有时候你会讲到说，你带多少个人信主啊？
And sometimes we will say, how many people you led to Christ?
有时候很多的东西藏在我们心中，我们在比较。
Some things are hidden in our heart that we are comparing.
别人有，我没有。
People have, but I don't.
心中酸酸的。
You are sour in your heart.
有一次在我们中间啊，有一个人信主。
There was this time that among us there was a person who believed in the Lord.
那这个人是我传福音传了很久。
I spread the gospel to him for a long, long time.
但是我怎么传他都不信。
But no matter what I said to him, he never believed.
但是后来突然之间听到他信主了，那他当然很高兴了。
And suddenly I heard that he believed in the Lord, so I was very delighted.
当然也会打听，哎，他怎么信的呢
？I was excited, so I want to find out how he believed.
结果另外一个弟兄讲的啊，就是因为有一个有一个小弟兄啊。这个在一个饭局的时候，那个在吃饭的场合当中，他就做了一个见证。
So I was told that there was this little brother who was testified during the meal time.
这个小弟兄就讲了一个见证，就深深的打动了他的心，他就信了。
And this testimony touched him, and then he believed.
这个那个另外一个弟兄还不仅把这个小弟兄的这件事情跟我讲了。
And the other brother told me what this little brother.Did.
那个弟兄还加一句，他说这小弟兄讲的比你还好。
And he added the last sentence saying that this little brother talked better than you.
而且他是一个小弟兄啊。
And he is a little brother.
心中什么感觉？
How did you feel in your heart?
感谢赞美主啊。
Thanks the Lord and glorify the Lord.
可是为什么晚上睡不着觉了？
But how come I could not sleep at night?
明明知道福音是神的大能。
And we knew that the gospel is the grace of God.
可是为什么心中开心不了呢？
But why am I not delighted in my heart?
如果我们看见弟兄姐妹被神使用，
If we see brothers and sisters being used by God,
虽然神不使用我们，但是我们心中开心吗？
But even though God did not pick us, we should be delighted.
这是考验我们里面有没有一个神，活出一个神圣的爱。
And this is a test whether we have this.Holy love in us.
盼望我们都有一个祷告。
And hope that we all have this prayer.
不论神用谁。
No matter who God used.
只要他得荣耀，我都不在乎。
As long as God received the glory, I don't care.
只要我的主，他宝贵的名被传扬。
As long as our precious Lord's name is being spread.
他的名被高举，我的心就满足了。
His name is exalted, and that delights me.
爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love does not boast. It is not proud.
自夸张狂刚好跟刚刚的嫉妒是相反。
Boast and proud is the opposite of envy.
当我们看到别人比我自己好的时候，我们会容易嫉妒。
When we see people are better than us, we envy.
但是如果我们看见我们自己比别人好的时候，我们这个人就容易骄傲了。
But when we see that we are better than others, we will boast and proud.
这个自夸张狂就是一个骄傲的一个表现。
So boast and proud is the presentation of how pride your pride.
是讲到不仅仅要吹嘘自己多了不起。
Not only to you want to boast how good you are.
还觉得真的自己很了不起。
And you are actually proud of yourself.
没有神圣的爱在我们里面，我们很在乎别人怎么看我们。
If there is no holy love in us, we care how people look at us.
常常有时候抓到机会就要凸显自己的一个重要性。
When we get this opportunity, we want to show ourselves.
当别人有问你说，哇，今天的这个波饼聚会实在是太好了，实在摸到主的心了。
When someone says, oh, today's the Lord's table really touching everyone's heart.
可能就有一个弟兄讲了说，哎呀，还不是因为有我的祷告嘛。
And some brother might say, oh, because of my prayer.
今天诗班唱的实在是太好了，真的是有神的同在。
Or the gospel choirs is really good, and they were singing out God's hymns.
还不是因为我在代唱诗歌呢。
Then someone might say that because of me.
或甚至有讲到说，哎，这个团契，这一群人聚的实在太好了。
And or someone's praise about a fellowship good gathering.
心中里面说不定在默默的想着，哎，就是因为有我在嘛。
Would you be in your heart thinking that because of me, I'm here?
真正充满神圣的爱，不会专注在我们自己的身上。
If you truly have this holy love, you will not think about yourself.
也不会把我们自己看得这么的重要。
And you will not see yourself as important.
一个真正充满神圣的爱，是一个倒空自己、谦卑的服侍的别人。
The one who has true God's love will empty out yourself to serve humbly.
主耶稣自己来到了地上。
Lord Jesus came to earth.
纯心顺服以至于死
completely obey to death.
当他准备要上十字架的时候，他在那个在逾越节的晚餐当中，他对着门徒说
，In the last meal before he went to the cross, he said to the God, to his disciples.
他做了一件事情
，He did something.
他就端了一盆水来洗门徒的脚
，He has this bucket of water and wash the disciples' feet.
洗完了脚就对他们说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
After washing, he told the disciples, I'm your teachers, I'm your Lord, but I wash your feet, so you should wash other people's feet.
一个真正充满神圣的爱，是不自夸，不张狂。
The one who has the holy love will not boast.
反而觉得爱不够。
And will only feel that the love never enough.
彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。
And loving each other will feel never enough.
不做害羞的事。
And it's not rude.
不做害羞的事。
Don't do anything shameful.
英文讲到，它是讲到一个像是一个 behave rudely.
In English, it says it's not rude.
就讲到是对人无礼，做出一些不合宜的事情来冒犯别人。
That is to be rude and arrogant and to offend others.
那是讲到我自己想要怎么做，就自己就决定要怎么做。
And it refers to I want to do whatever I want to do.
但是中文也翻得很好。
But in Chinese, it has a
little difference. 它叫做害羞的事情。
It says not to be shameful.
我们敢对人家无礼，但是却又怕别人知道。
We sometimes want to be rude to others, but don't want them to know.
曾经有一个传道人跟我讲了一句话。
And there was this preacher who told me.
他说，你知道什么是害羞的事吗？
You know what is shameful thing?
就是当你在别人背后说的那些话，你敢不敢在这个人面前再说一次？
That is when you talk about someone's behind their back. Are you willing to talk in front of him?
你敢不敢在神面前再说一次？
Are you afraid to talk to God?Repeat the same thing.
这个功课我还在学。
I'm still learning this lesson.
但是每一次想到的时候，我都要谦卑来到神面前来求怜悯。
But every time I think about it, I have to be humble to come to the Lord.
害羞的是更积极的讲到的是尊重。
And not to be rude, come back as respect.
你在乎别人的想法，在乎他的决定。
You care about what they think and what their decision.
在以赛亚书，神曾经对雅各说过。
In the book of Isaiah, God talked to Jacob.
因我看你为宝为尊。
Because I see you holy and precious.
神看我们如眼中的瞳仁。
Lord, look at see us as His pupil and eyes.
主耶稣自己来到地上，他肯听罪人的倾诉。
Lord Jesus came to the earth and to listen to sinners.
因为他尊重我们。
Because he respected us.
弟兄姐妹，我们彼此尊重不是为了讨好别人。
Brothers and sisters, we don't want to please others because we respect others.
我们能够真正的彼此尊重，乃是因为是主，我们每一个人都是主自己用重价宝血买赎回来的。
We respect each other because each one of us are brought.By the precious blood of Jesus.
是因为神尊重我们每一个人。
And because God respected us first.
不求自己的益处。
And not self-seeking.
心里不要老是在想说别人能为我做什么。
Don't think about what others can do for you.
别人到底要满足我什么需要。
What type of things they can satisfy me.
或是想到说为什么别人不照我的想法去做呢。
Or thinking that why didn't others do what I thought.
真正神圣的爱是我们肯放下自己应有的权利。
Holy love stands for putting down your own right.
我们情愿吃亏。
We are willing to suffer.
所想的是为着别人的如何是如何为着别人在基督里的好处。
All we think about is how they can benefit in Christ.
当然这个放下自己应有的权利不是放弃真理。
So putting down your own benefits does not mean putting down the truth.
也不是向真理妥协啊。
Or to compromise the truth.
不是这个意思。
Not that meaning.
这个讲到 不求自己的益处还是在真理的圣经的真理之中。
Not self-seeking, but still in truth.
在哥林多教会那里当时有一个现象。
And there is this condition in the Church of Corinthians.
在市场当中有卖许多的肉。
There are markets selling meat.
基本上那个肉都是献祭过的。
And all those meat were sacrificed.
就是被拿来敬拜过偶像的。
It was offered to idols before.
但有些人觉得尽管吃。
But some people feel that it can be eaten.
因为他觉得这个地和其中的物都是属于主的。
Because they believe that everything on the earth belongs to God.
但是另外一帮人就觉得说那不可以哦，这是献过祭的，所以我们不能吃啊。
But another group of people think that this was being offered to the idol, so we cannot eat.
保罗这边告诉我们。
And Paul told us.
我们有一个自由。
We have this freedom.
在主里的自由。
Freedom in God.
我们可以不坚持自己的意见。
We do not need to insist on our own opinion.
我们反而要站在别人的立场，多想一想。
We have to stand on the other people's standpoint.
不求自己的益处
and not self-seeking,
有一个更高的目的
and there is this higher purpose,
是为了我们能够在一起同得福音的好处
so that we can all together benefit under the gospel,
在爱里有更最大的自由
and have the complete freedom in love.
所以保罗曾经说过一句话
and Paul said,
我们坚固的人应该担当不坚固的人的软弱
The strong person should hold up the weak person.
不求自己的益处
Not to seek your own benefit.
我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
We should please our neighbors so that they can be strengthened.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Just like in the scripture, it mentioned that the Lord do not seek his own benefit and receive all the humiliation.
担待。
We are willing to suffer.
是愿意把别人的软弱给承担起来。
To hold up other people's weakness.
为什么要如此做？
Why you have to do this?
是不求自己的喜悦。
So that not to be seeking your own pleasure.
更是为了讨我们的神的喜悦。
But to please our God's pleasure.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，他担负了我们一切的软弱。
Because Christ did not please himself, and he bare all our sufferings.
不轻易发怒。
And not easily angered.
就讲到这个发怒，就是好像就是不会这个人不会很容易就被触发激动起来。
So this person will not get angry easily.
这个好像我们身上有很多的那个按钮啊。
So there are like a lot of buttons on us.
我知道这个弟兄，我只要讲这句话，他马上就跳起来。
I know if I say this sentence to this brother, he's going to get angry.
我们的主在地上。
When our Lord is on the earth.
有多少人羞辱他
？How many people humiliate him?
在十字架上，有人嘲笑着他。
How many people mocked at him when he was on the cross?
但是他仍然在十字架上向着父为我们祷告。
But he prayed for us, to the Father.
神圣的爱充满着我们，不会因为别人的一句话，我们这个人就被激怒了。
When the holy love is in us, we will not be agitated by someone's word.
不计算人的恶。
And not keep record of wrongs.
有时候我们这个人还是会赦免别人。
Sometimes we forgive others.
但是我们常常忘记别人对我们的恩典。
But we always forget the good thing they did to us.
有时候别人对我们的一点点不好，我们就永生难忘啊。
But when people did it wrong to us, we would never forget.
别人对我们做错了事情，我们可能当下就想说，好了好了，算了算了。
And when they did wrong to us, we might say, okay, okay, forget it.
可是心中怎么样？
But what happened to your heart?
却永远不会忘记他做过做过的错事。
You never forget what he did wrong to you.
就好像这个很久我们碰到这个大学同学，已经二十多年了，结果居然一碰面就想到，哎呀，当初你那个五块钱你还没还我。
Just like a college friend that we did not meet for 20 years, but once you meet, you remember that he owe you $5.
计算人的恶。
Keep record of wrongs.
就好像我们心中有一个本子啊，把别人的错通通都写在那里。
It's like there is a book in us that we record every wrongdoing from others.
当我们一想到这个人，心中所有对他的不满通通都出来了。
So when we think about this person, everything appeared.
而且这个本子我们不肯放下。
And we are not willing to erase this book.
夫妻吵架有没有过经验？
How about husband and wife argue?
一吵起来，这个多少陈年往事全部再说一次。
All the past events will be repeatedly saying out.
甚至我看见一些老同工，因为过去的一些不愉快。
And even some elderly co-workers, because of the past unhappiness.
不再真心交通了。
Stop having true fellowship.
而且一想到对方，就满腹的苦水。
And even just thinking about that person, they have the bitterness in their heart.
记住别人的恶是在惩罚别人，还是在惩罚自己呢？
If you remember the other person's wrong, are you punishing the other or punishing yourself?
如果我们里面没有神圣的爱，要叫我们忘记，那是不可能的。
It's not possible to forget if we don't have this holy love in us.
想一想我们的神是怎么样对着我们。
But think about how our God treats us.
当我们认罪悔改来到主的面前的时候，
When we repent and come before the Lord,
主自己说过，他要把我们的罪恶丢在他脚下，又将我们一切的罪投于深海。
And he had said that he is going to put all our wrongdoings under his feet into the bottom of the sea.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让这个神圣的爱在我们里面来改变我们。
So that this holy love can change us in us.
擦掉我们里面所有心中对人的一切的恶。
Erase all the evil complaints of others.
让这个爱能够释放着我们。
So that the love can release us.
让我们能够在基督里面有真自由、真和平。
So that we have the true peace and freedom in Christ.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
这个很重要。
This is important.
我们有时候讲到神的爱，神是无条件的爱。
We talk about the love is free.
有时候我们是把人里面的爱把它掺杂进去了。
But we put the human love into this holy love.
我们就觉得神的爱应该是我们想象中的那种爱。
And we frame this holy love into how we think it should be.
但说实在的，不是神的爱出了问题。
But tell you the truth, it's not the matter. God's love did not went wrong.
是我们这个人出了问题。
But it's a problem with us.
是我们这个人还是以自我为中心。
We are self-centered.
这个神圣的爱是有目的的。
There is this goal for the holy love.
这个神圣的爱是有原则的。
And there is principle for this holy love.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It does not like evil, but
真理就是在真爱里面。
And truth is in this true love.
真理和真爱这两个是伴随的，是不可能离开的。
Truth and true love are together. They cannot be separated.
活出真理才是真正的活出真爱。
When you live out truth, you live out the true love.
不义是讲到圣经中所有一切神不喜悦的事情。
Unrighteousness, it mentioned about all the evil things that God dislike.
因为只有我们的神才是真正的义。
Because only our God is the righteous one.
爱中没有不义。
Love does not have.
我觉得这是我们第一个我们一定要想到的事情。
So this is the first thing you should think about.
在这个世界，在这个国家里面，甚至有很多的国家里面提到的同性恋婚姻合法。
In many countries, it legalized homosexual marriage.
世界高举着这个同性恋。
And this world is now pleasing the homosexual.
当你好像告诉他不对的时候，那些反对人都会告诉你什么？没有爱心啊，不要论断啊。
When you say that this is wrong, they will say that you are lack of love and you should not judge them.
甚至这些观念都在教会里面都有的。
And this type of thinking is also spreading in church.
但圣经明明地告诉我们，同性恋是罪。
But the Bible told us clearly that homosexual is evil.
想想看，主耶稣为什么要来救我们？
Think about why Jesus Christ come to save us.
主耶稣为什么要来救我们？
Why Jesus Christ come to save us?
主耶稣要我们脱离罪恶，不要在罪中生活了。
Christ want us to be delivered from evil.
神爱罪人，但是他恨恶罪恶。
God love the sinners, but he hate sins.
神真正的不希望我们活在那个罪恶的光景里面。
God do not want us to continue to live in sin.
罪恶是一个权势，要把我们这个人玷污，完全摧毁。
Because sin is an authority that is going to destroy us.
要使我们成为一个罪的奴仆。
To make us become the servant of sin.
所以为什么耶稣来到地上，要把我们从这个罪恶的过犯当中给拯救出来。
And that's why Jesus came to deliver us from the evil.
这不仅仅是世界所说的。
This is not just the worldly saying.
对着神的儿女呢？
How about to the children of God?
情欲和圣灵是相争的。
Your lust feeling and the Holy Spirit are fighting each other.
圣灵和情欲是相争的。
The Holy Spirit and lust are fighting each other.
我们里面的肉体一发动的时候，圣经讲说我们是跟神怎么样，对着彼此为敌为仇的。
When our lust is stronger than the Holy Spirit, we become enemy.
神也告诉我们不要爱这个世界。
And God also told us not to love the world.
因为人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Because if you love the world more than the love to God shrink.
你不可能又爱世界又爱父的。
It's impossible to love the world and the Holy Father at the same time.
因为爱这个是一个很特别的一个东西。
Because love is special.
当你爱上一个东西的时候，另外一个一定没有了。
When you love something, then you are going to lose love on the others.
神圣的爱是不喜欢不义。
The holy love do not like evil.
神不仅仅告诉我们什么是不义。
God told us what is evil.
它更是一个挽回。
It also gave us the atonement.
真正的爱告诉我们不义，不是论断。
The true love tells us what is evil. It's not a judgment.
论断是对着我的心关上门了，就讲说活该把你踢走。
Judgment is to close up you outside, to kick you out.
真正的爱是告诉你什么是不义，但是更积极的是要把你挽回来。
The true love is to tell you what is evil, but also save you.
我们的主为我们挂在十字架上。
Our Lord are hung on the cross.
他不仅宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
His precious blood cleans us.
他更要为我们开一条又新又活的路。
He also opened up a new road for us.
把我们引到父的面前。
So that we can come before our heavenly Father.
使我们能够过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a life pleasing the Lord.
耶稣为我们的罪成了挽回祭，这就是神的爱了。
Jesus became the atonement for our sins. This is true love.
他不仅仅是一个祭，那个祭更是一个挽回。
Not only he became an offering, but he saved us.
所以保罗为什么要写信给哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹？
So this is why Paul wrote a letter to the Church of Corinthians.
他说我先前心里难过，多多的流泪，写信给你们。
He mentioned that he was sad and in tears to write.
不是叫你们忧愁。
Not to make them sad.
乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱着你们。
But to let them know that how much love he has to them.
保罗写这个信是盼望弟兄姐妹能够离开肉体，离开罪恶。
Paul wrote this letter so that brothers and sisters in Corinthians can leave evil.
回到父的面前。
And to return to the Heavenly Father.
如果我们中间有弟兄姐妹一直活在罪中。
If we have a brother or sister among us living continuously in evil.
要不要告诉他?
Do you need to tell him?
要不要告诉他?
Do you need to tell him?
如果你不讲,你害了他。
If you don't say it, you are actually hurting him.
为什么保罗曾经讲过要用爱心说诚实话?
Why Paul mentioned that we have to tell the truth in love?
带着一个神圣的爱,是为了要把这个弟兄,这个姐妹给挽回来。
The purpose of this holy love is to redeem them.
神圣的爱是不喜欢不义,是带领我们离开这个不义,而且带领我们能够活在真理的里面。
The holy love does not delight in evil, and to rejoice with the truth.
记不记得在福音书有一个故事，就讲到是撒该一个税吏长的故事。
Do you remember the story about a tax collector, Sagar?
当耶稣来到税吏的这个撒该的家中。
When Jesus came to Sagar's home,
撒该里面非常高兴。
He was very happy.
他甚至到了最后，他就对着主说：“主啊，我把我所有的一半分给穷人。”
At the end, he told Jesus, "Lord, I am willing to share half of my treasures to the poor."
我若讹诈谁，就还他四倍。
If I wrong treat someone, I'm going to pay back 10 times.
耶稣说：“今天这救恩临到这个家了。”
And Lord says, "The salvation came to this home."
是谁教撒该这件事情的
？Who taught Sagar about this?
但是他碰见这个神圣的爱的时候，完全不一样了。
But he changed because of this holy love.
这个神圣的爱要带领着他活在真理的光中。
And this sacred love is leading him into the truth.
神圣的爱只有在真理被高举的时候，才有真实的喜乐。
This holy love can be raised up in joys.
凡事包容。
And always protect.
包容不是没有原则啊，说是包庇罪恶、啊。
But you don't protect anything without principle.
不是那种好先生啊。
You are not being a good person all the time.
这个包容有一个意思叫做不拆别人的屋顶啊。
To protect is to meaning not to remove someone else's roof.
就是好像不要把别人家的糗事挖出来到处宣扬啊。
So it's saying that not to expose someone else's shameful things.
这个包容是一个保护，是一个遮盖。
To protect, to shield.
Morgan 曾经讲过，包容就好像是一把伞。
And
Morgan
had mentioned that protect is like an umbrella.
当你看到这外面下大雨，这么多人淋了雨，可是你却愿意把这个伞撑开来。让这些人能够来到伞下面。
When there is rain, you are willing to open the umbrella to let other people to get the shield under the umbrella.
护庇着他们，免得他们在风吹雨打之苦。
To protect them from the weather.
当别人失败、跌倒、软弱的时候，我们是不是愿意成为别人的那一把伞
？When someone else falls, are we willing to become their umbrella?
你不但不到处张扬。
Not only you don't spread out their bad news,
更愿意让他在伞下面成为别人的遮盖
but you are also willing to protect them under the umbrella.
甚至愿意与他一同来承担他的软弱
and also willing to bear together with him his weakness.
曾经有一个老弟兄在一个同工常常有同工会的时候，跟着这些年轻同工在讨论一些问题
There is this elderly brother who always talked with the younger brothers in a co-worker meeting.
他说如果在我们中间有一个女孩犯了淫乱罪我们该如何处理
He mentioned that if there is a girl who
犯了淫乱的在我们中间犯了淫乱的罪 adultery、
who committed adultery a girl committed adultery
我们该如何去面对呢
What should we do?
每一个人都非常有意见
Everyone has their own opinion
去跟他说，如果他不听，就把他赶出教会。
And someone says if she does not listen, she's going to be kicked out of the church.
那甚至有人就讲说，那我们应该像旧约一样拿石头把他打死。
And someone even says that we should stone him like in the Old Testament.
但老弟兄说，如果这个女孩是你的妹妹，是你的女儿，你又如何去面对呢？
And the older brother says, if this girl is your sister or your, how would you do it?
所有下面的人哑口无言，安静下来了。
And everybody become quiet.
老弟兄说，这个女孩曾经就是我的女儿。
And this older brother says, this girl was my daughter.
那当初他知道的时候，他心里面非常的震惊。
When I knew about it, I was shocked.
他里面心中有多少的痛，有多少的懊悔。
He was so angry and suffered.
他说那一段日子里面多少的眼泪，多少的祷告。
He had a lot of prayers and tears during that time.
他一个人承担所有别人对他还有对他女儿的不谅解。
And he bear all the misunderstanding from other people about his daughter.
但是他知道，他只能抱着自己的女儿来到神的面前认罪悔改。
But he knew that he can only take his daughter to Lord to repent.
带着他的女儿，扶起他的女儿，如何在主的面前能够建立起来
？Help her daughter to stand up again in front of Christ.
经过了好多年，他才真正明白什么是生命中的遮盖和担待。
Passing many years, he eventually understand what is the shielding of life.
他想到我们的主不是就是如此对着我们吗？
And he thought about how the Jesus helped them same way.
我们本是死在罪恶过犯中的。
We were deaf in our sins.
我们有哪一点值得神来爱我们？
What things in us worth God's love?
可是他却按着我们的本相接纳了我们。
But Lord accepted us the way we are.
可是在他的爱中，在他的圣洁里面，他使我们能够像他。
And in his holy love, he makes us change to be like him.
主自己对着我们，他担当了我们一切的软弱，成为我们全来的遮盖和担待。
Lord bear all our weakness and protect us.
谁愿意走到别人身边，成为别人那一把伞呢？
Who is willing to walk next to a person and become their umbrella?
谁愿意成为别人身边随时的遮盖呢？
Who is willing to shield others anytime they need?
我们实在需要有这样的弟兄在我们中间。
We need brothers and sisters like that.
我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固的人软弱，不求自己的益处。
The strong brothers and sisters should hold up the weak brothers and sisters.
不仅仅是一次两次。
Not just one time or two times.
能够凡事包容，人怎么可能做得到呢？
But to accept in all things, how can we achieve it?
除非有神圣的爱在我们里面。
Unless you have the holy love.
凡事相信，凡事盼望。
Everything trust and everything hopes.
这个相信盼望不是讲到说别人说什么你都说对对对对对。
Trust and hope doesn't mean that you agree with everything.
不是这个意思哦。
Not that meaning.
我们能够凡事相信，我们能够凡事有盼望，是因为我们的神是全能的主宰，他掌管了一切。
We can always hope and always trust because our Lord is omnipotent and he is in control of everything.
因为他是如此的神，我们才有可能凡事相信，凡事盼望。
Because he is such a powerful God, that's why we can always trust and always hopes.
我刚开始信主没多久的时候
When I was first in the beginning of my believing in Lord
我讲到教会我心中其实好多的问号好多的这个疑问
I have a lot of questions in my heart about church
教会真的是能够装扮整齐吗
Can church be getting ready?
你看看这个弟兄软弱那个姐妹是实在不像话
Look at this brother who's so weak and look at that sister she's out of shape
看看自己也很讨厌自己
And I even hate myself
如果按着我们自己属肉体的眼光
According to our own eyes
你是看不到任何一点盼望的
You cannot see hope
我们很多事情我们灰心丧胆
We always disappointed in many things
但是从神的眼光来讲
But from the eye of God
教会的结局是何等的伟大
The ending of church is great
因为神的应许是真的
Because the promise of God is real.
为什么教会有一天能够进到荣耀里面
Why church one day can enter into glory?
是因为他必坚固我们到底
Because God is going to strengthen us.
我们感谢神
We thank the Lord.
不是靠我们自己
Not to depend on ourselves.
乃是因为神是信实的
But because God is truthful.
因为有如此何宝贵的应许，所以教会有一个荣耀的结局。
Because of such precious promise, then we can enter into the glory.
教会将来要彰显神一切的美丽和一切的丰满。
Church is going to manifest God's beauty and His.
神的信实要带下教会的得胜，而且是永远的得胜。
And God's faithfulness is going to bring us into the glory.
耶稣自己说：“我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。”
Jesus says, "I'm going to build my authority here, so that the darkness power cannot overcome."
2000年到如今
，2000 years till now.
多少的政权想要消灭教会
？How many authorities, political authorities, want to destroy Christians?
但你看见神的教会越逼迫越坚强。
But you see that churches become stronger after the persecution.
神的教会越逼迫越得胜。
God's churches overcome under persecutions.
到最后，神的撒旦的工作最终就是一个白忙一场。
At the end, the devil is going to work for nothing.
其实整个人类的历史都是为了预备教会。
Throughout the human history is for the purpose of preparing church.
虽然好像历史是记载历世历代人的活动、人的行为。
Even though history record all the human's behavior and things happen.
但神却在这看不见之处在预备他的教会。
But in the hidden place, God is preparing his church.
等到神的教会预备好了。
When the church is ready.
人类的历史也要过去了。
The human history will pass.
因为启示录曾经应许那一天那新天新地就是教会是基督的心腹。
Because the New Testament, Book of Revelation mentioned about the new heaven and new earth that the churches become the bride.
如同圣城耶路撒冷从天而降。
The new new city, the new Jerusalem, will descend from heaven.
满了荣耀，满了美丽。
Full of beauty.
这是神的教会。
This is the church of God.
这是神的信实。
This is the truth of God.
我们能够凡事相信，凡事有盼望，是因为神凡事掌权。
We can always trust and always hope because God is in power.
不仅对着神有信心了。
Not only you trust God.
我们对着弟兄姐妹也不同的眼光了。
You also have to see brothers and sisters differently.
我们深信神在每一个人身上都有恩典。
We believe that God has grace on every single one of us.
我们不会把人看死了。
We will not look down on someone.
我们不会觉得这个弟兄没救了。
We will not think that he's no hope.
因为你知道神是信实的。
Because you know God is faithful.
反而你会为这个弟兄不住的祷告。
And you will continuously to pray for this brother.
相信恩典不仅仅够我用，而且也是够他使用。
And we believe that this grace is not just enough for me, but also for him.
凡事忍耐。
And everything persevere.
因为我们的因为我们的主是永远可信
Because our Lord is trustworthy
他能够带给我们的是一个荣耀的盼望
He gave us hope, glorious hope
所以我们可以靠着主的恩典能够凡事忍耐
So in God's grace we can always persevere
是愿意停留在这其中而且能够坚持到底
And we are willing to stay in suffering and continues to persevere
看看保罗 当年 他三次的这个布道旅行
You see, Paul, he went to three different trips of spreading gospel.
他所经历的过程实在是我们无法想象的。
What he had experienced is out of our imagination.
又饥又渴又赤身裸体。
He was in thirst and hunger and without clothes.
他常常被挨打，而且也没有一定固定的住处。
He was beaten and he has no place to sleep.
常常被人毁谤。
And he was persecuted.
但是他知道。
But he knew.
有一个荣耀的盼望在他心中
There is this glorious
所以他能够看地上所有一切不过是至暂至轻的苦楚
The glorious hope make him seeing all these sufferings as light and temporary
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
当这个神圣爱在我们里面的时候
When this holy love is in us
他会帮助我们在这个地上过一个不一样的生活。
It will help us to live a different life on this earth.
是一个有目标，是一个有意向的生活。
That we will have vision and purpose.
人可以认出来，我们是不列在万民之中的一帮神的百姓。
People will see that we are different from others.
更重要的事情， 在这个忍耐的过程里面。
And more importantly, in this process of suffering,
我们肯愿意留在其中，肯愿意靠主的恩典坚持到底。
That we are willing to persevere, depending on God's love.
最大的受益是我们。
And the most beneficial person is us.
你想想看，在这其中，我们的祷告。
Imagine in these sufferings, our prayers.
我们对主的对主的信任。
Our trust to the Lord.
我们对主的信靠。
Our dependence on the Lord.
是不是愈发的加增？
Isn't that in keep on increasing?
知道那日子一定来到。
Until the day comes.
知道神的恩典在这里绝对够我们使用。
Until the grace is enough for us to use.
也在这个其中，我们里面的基督的品格被建立起来。
And in this, our characters as a Christian was built.
其实神在预备我们能够丰丰富富进他的国。
And God is actually preparing us so that we can abundantly going into His heaven.
这是神圣的爱。
And this is the holy love.
地上是没有的。
You cannot find it on earth.
直到我们遇见了耶稣，我们才知道什么是爱。
Until we met Jesus, then we understand what is love.
第八节
Verse 8,
而且这个爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
这个不止息不仅仅讲到说这个爱不会停止。
This never fails, not only mentioned it would not stop.
这个爱是讲到这个爱是不会被打败的。
And this love will not be defeated.
因为我们想到这个爱碰到了这个罪恶，到底谁会赢呢
？And we sometimes imagine the love facing evil, which one is going to win?
保罗说这个爱是不会被打败的。
But Paul said this love never fails.
而且是永远得胜。
And it's always in victory.
而且是永远有功效的。
And it's always useful.
这个爱是改变人的生命。
And this love can change someone's life.
它能够改变我们这个人。
It will change us.
这个爱没有征服不了的人。
And this love would have no one not being defeated.
这个爱改变了我们，而且能够这个果效能够存到永远。
This love will change us and it will last forever.
保罗自己曾经在描述他自己过去的时候，在不信主之前，他是如何的逼迫基督徒。
Paul had mentioned that before he was a Christian, how he persecuted Christians.
但在大马色路上遇见了大光。
In the road of Damascus, he met this huge light.
他遇见了这个耶稣。
He met Jesus.
生命整个被翻转过来。
His life changed.
一生传道就要见证耶稣是基督。
He used his own life, whole life, to spread gospel.
虽然被皮鞭打过，被石头扔过，还下过监牢。
Even though he was stoned, he was whipped, and he went to jail.
但是他一生忠心至死。
But he was so faithful.Till death.
他一生甘愿做一个基督爱的奴仆。
He is willing to be a person loved by Christ.
他真正知道自己不过是一个罪人中的罪魁。
He knew that he is the leader of the sinners.
他知道他蒙了神的大怜悯。
But he received this great grace.
他遇见了这个神圣的爱。
And he met this holy love.
所以他说，若有人不爱主，这人是可咒可诅。
Therefore, he said that if people do not love the Lord, that he should be cursed.
以至于他一生愿意成为爱的奴仆，能够处处显扬因认识基督而有的香气。
So that in his whole life, he represents himself as the servant of love and spread the gospel.
彼得
and Peter.
当那个船上打鱼的时候，真正的看见了主。
And when he was fishing on a boat, he saw Jesus.
他说：“主啊，离开我吧，因为我是一个罪人。”
And he said to Jesus, "Oh, please leave me because I'm a sinner."
跟随主，跟随主到一个地步，甚至他三次不认主了。
He followed Jesus, but three times denied Jesus.
当主耶稣回头一看着他的时候，他就出去痛哭了。
When Lord Jesus turned and see him, Peter went out to weep.
主耶稣在复活之后，还在提比利亚海继续的向彼得显现。
After Jesus resurrected, he appeared to Peter again.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
以至于一生，这个生命愿意为主流淌。
Till the day that he is willing to give up his own life for this love.
他一生成为得人如得鱼的使徒。
He became the disciple of fisher of men.
老约翰。
How about John?
本来是一个雷子。
He was a scholar.
脾气暴躁。
He was a bad-tempered person.
最后成为一个爱的使徒。
But he became a disciple of love.
老约翰到晚年的时候，在约翰一书里面讲，他就回想到主，我们的主。
And John mentioned in the book of 1 John.
他想到论到起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲手看看过、亲手摸过的。
And he mentioned about this love as the person that they met and touched.
他想到那个主曾经是在他历历在目在他眼前。
He remembered the Lord, and as if the Lord was in front of him.
他知道这个主如今依然活在我们里面。
And he knew that this Lord continued to live in us.
所以老约翰可以告诉了这个所有的这个弟兄姐妹。
So John told every brother and sister,
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们都称为神的儿女。
Look at this great love that Heavenly Father gave us so that we can become the children of God.
老约翰到了启示录到了最后。
And elderly John at the end of the book of Revelation,
坐宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。
And the one that is sitting on the throne showed him that I have renewed everything.
到了最后一章最后一节，他说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
The last passage in the book of Revelation, he said, Lord, I'm willing, please come.
神圣爱的吸引。
This is the attractions from the holy love.
不仅仅是我的救主。
Not only because he's my savior,
是我生命的主宰。
But he's the Lord of my life.
更是我的良人。
And he's my good person.
不仅仅只是当年这些跟随主的那些人。
Not only those disciples at those times.
历世历代所有的信徒。
But through the history, all the believers.
没有一个人不是被这个爱折服的。
Not one person not defeated by this love.
更是包含了今天你和我。
So it also included you and me.
哪一个人不是因为碰见了主的爱，我今天愿意来到这边赞美我感谢我们的神。
Isn't any one of us met the Christ's love and so willing to come to praise him?
如今是神莫大的恩典怜悯把我们聚集在他脚前。
What a great grace that God allowed us together.
我们能够一同敬拜他，一同纪念他。
So that we can come to praise him and to remember him together.
如今这个爱征服着我们，我相信这个爱在你我当中依然是活泼新鲜。
I believe this love is still fresh in you and defeats every one of us.
这个爱从来没有停止过。
And this love never ends.
这个爱继续地改变着我们。
And the love continues.
这个爱继续充满着我们。
Continuously to fill us and change us.
我相信我们所有一切属神的儿女，我们都会阿们说，这个爱是永不止息的。
And I believe that all the children of God is going to amen and said that love never fails.
哥林多前书十二章、十三章、十四章。
In the book of First Corinthians, chapter 13-14.
基督的身体不能没有爱的流露。
Body of Christ cannot avoid the love being in it.
因为爱是联络全德的。
Because love connects the body.
所以十四章第一节告诉我们要追求爱。
So chapter 14 it says, follow the way of love.
我们的神知道我们在堕落犯罪之前我们没有爱。
Our God knows that we don't have love.
所以今天神把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给了我们。
Therefore he gave us his son.
这个爱在他生命里面。
And this love is in him.
因为这个生命就是一个爱的生命。
Because this life is full of love.
不仅仅我们里面有一个爱的生命。
Not only we have this love,
我们还需要十字架的工作在我们里面。
We also need the work of cross in us,
以至于我们能够真实的活出的爱。
So that we can live this love out of our.
盼望神能够把我们中间一切的拦阻通通挪去。
And so that God can take out all the troubles in our life.
让这个神圣的爱，这个圣灵的果子，能够成就在他属他儿属属他属神儿女的身上。
So that the spiritual fruit and the love can be bear can be mature.
让基督的爱能够在他的身体当中能够满溢出来。
So that the Christ's love can overflow from this person.
让他的美丽在我们中间能够被建立出来，被见证出来。
So that his beauty can be testified through us.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，
If you have the love among you,
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Others will tell that you are my disciples.
我们一起低头祷告。
And let's have prayer.
主盼望你继续对我们的心
说话。
Lord, continue to speak to our heart.
不放弃我们。
Do not give up on us.
好让你自己的旨意成就。
So that your will can be done.
好让你自己的名在我们中间被高举。
So that your name can be raised.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.